Epilogue, Rashad. I fought to maintain my lane as I floored it on the highway, though it was difficult to do while trying to keep my eyes open too. One of my hands gripped the steering wheel while the other held my leaking abdomen. Blood was seeping out rapidly. I didn't know if I would make it to the hospital. Everything that led up to this moment happened in a blur, but I didn't regret one decision I made. I tried my best to help Ruby, but my efforts were in vain. This was my last hope. 20 minutes ago. I had been calling Ruby's phone for 3 days and it kept going to voicemail. She couldn't be in the hospital still. She said they were keeping her for 3 days and then they would release her. Why hadn't she reached out to me? She said she would as soon as she was released, but she hadn't. Going antsy, I developed a plan to go see her. When I arrived at the hospital, they told me she was still a patient, but she wasn't allowed visitors for at least a week. Why the hell not? I demanded to know, because she was supposed to have been out. The nurse fixed me with a straight-lipped expression.
Miss Chambers attacked a psychiatrist.
Bullshit, and I knew it. No way would Ruby do such a thing unless she had a damn good reason. I didn't know her completely, but I knew enough of her to know that she wouldn't do no shit like that. Something was up. I had to get her out of there. I tried to think of a plan and did some research on how to get a patient released from a psychiatric facility. Nothing I found was helpful, and it wasn't like I could bust up in there and get her. I didn't even know what floor she was on. The more the day wore on, the more unsettled I felt. I had to do something. The longer Ruby stayed in that place, the more I knew something bad would happen to her. Then I saw the news. Taylor McKinney had pled guilty to drowning her son in a bathtub. Taylor McKinney was the whole reason Ruby was in that hospital. If Taylor had pled guilty, it meant Ruby's plan didn't go through. I had to help her. Around 8 in the evening, I drove out to Bayville to the motel Ruby had been staying at. I made up a story saying I was her husband and needed to go into her room to get something. The guy at the desk barely looked at my ID before letting me in. That partially infuriated me because that meant Ruby had been staying at a place that lacked proper security. Still, I went to her room and found her Chromebook. She had mentioned something about some emails she had sent to herself that contained evidence of wrongdoing on the hospital's part. I would use this evidence as leverage to get her the hell out of there. They would give me Ruby, or they would get exposed. Taking the Chromebook, I exited the motel room and headed to my car. But the next few moments happened in a blur. A black SUV peeled into the motel parking lot, the driver's side window sliding down and a gun pointing out of it simultaneously. The driver immediately began shooting and I dove into my car, but not before being shot in the stomach. Still, I peeled out of there as bullets pelted my vehicle. I made it onto the highway with the goal of driving to the hospital since I didn't have time to call an ambulance. As time wore on, however, I felt myself growing weaker. Now, making a conscious decision, I pulled onto the shoulder, spitting out blood as soon as I parked. I wasn't going to make it, but I had to do something to help Ruby, even if I wouldn't be alive to see her get out. I opened Ruby's Chromebook and used my hacking skills to get into her computer. She had several different email addresses open, so it took me a while to find the right one. Once I found it, I clicked the forward button and entered the email address of my boy at Channel 6 News. He was one of the good guys who was against the bullshit of Bordeaux. Bro, by the time you get this, I'ma be gone. But use this info to help my friend, Rue Chambers. You gotta get her out of there, Rashad. My vision continued to blur as I fought to maintain consciousness, searching for the send button as dizziness consumed me. My eyes rolled back several times, but I finally found the button and clicked send. At the exact moment that a final bullet pierced through my windshield, killing me instantly. The email went through. The end.